This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 13, 2016. Sean Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times, National Fish and Seafood, a tenant at Americold's sprawling waterfront property in East Gloucester, is looking to buy the facility. National Fish has approached the city of Gloucester about supporting its application for a tax increment financing subsidy. The TIF, or TIF, is part of its plan to purchase the two-building site at 159 East Main Street from a real estate subsidiary of Americold called ART Mortgage Borrower Propco. The sale price, included in a circulating draft of the purchase and sale agreement, according to Gloucester Economic Development Director Sal DiStefano, will be in the neighborhood of $4 million. The property and structures carry an assessed value of $8.28 million. National Fish employs about 155 at the site, according to Sean Horgan, where it processes and markets more than 40,000 tons of frozen seafood annually under the National Fish, Matlaws, and Schooner brands. The property, along with the Gloucester Marine Railways, are the last two East Gloucester waterfront parcels still within the city's designated port area. 50% of properties in the DPA are required to be dedicated for marine industrial uses. More on that story with Sean Horgan in the Gloucester Daily Times. Two state representative candidates are staking out their positions prior to the November 8th election, and Bill Newell has that story.
State Representative Donald Wong and Democratic challenger Jennifer Migliore are staking out their policy positions and amassing endorsements as the November 8th election draws near. Thor Jorgensen writes in today's Daily Item, Wong unveiled his Children First initiatives aimed at improving education, saying, When my family emigrated to Massachusetts, they did so with a firm belief in the fundamental power of education and an equal opportunity institution. Wong, a Republican, citing his work on helping local public school projects move forward, he lobbied to secure 53% or $10 million of total project funding from the MSBA for extensive refurbishments of the 47-year-old Belmonte Middle School in Saugus. Migliore this week announced her advocacy plans on behalf of women if she is elected to the legislature. She said that she will create a women's working group to discuss current legislation and how it will impact women in the 9th Essex District. Quote, fighting for women's rights is deeply personal to me. I will not take a backseat to pay equity legislation. I will take a lead role in fighting for the women and families in my district by advocating for equal pay for equal work and paid family medical leave, according to Migliore. This district encompasses Saugus, parts of Lynn, Linfield, and Wakefield. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
Very good, Bill. Thank you. Bridget Turcott writes on itemlive.com, Saugus could become the first dementia-friendly community on the North Shore thanks to the Family Caregiver Support Program. That's the Family Caregiver Support Program. On November 2, the group will hold a teaching day to train members of the community about memory loss and how to help those who are struggling. Caregiver training will begin at 10 a.m. at the Saugus Senior Center. Community training will follow from noon to 3 p.m. at the library. The goal is to help people with dementia keep their independence as the illness progresses. The programs serve Lynn, Linfield, Swampscott, Saugus, and Nahant. A monthly support group meets at the Saugus Senior Center with 8 to 10 caregivers. Overall, the program serves an average of 50 caregivers in Saugus per month. And Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, efforts to further connect Beverly for bicycle travel are powering onward. Next year, Essex Street is planned to have cyclist symbols indicating a shared roadway from the Montserrat train station to Cole Street. Elliott Street is also planned to have bike lanes as well. It's all part of making the city more accessible to other modes of transportation. Ariana McNeil continues that City Planning Director Aaron Clausen and David Lotzenheiser of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council both spoke with members of the Beverly Bicycle Committee Wednesday night on what the city is currently doing and what the goals are for the future. Other changes to make the city more bike-friendly include the reconstruction of Broadway to include bike signage and wider sidewalks, plus the Route 1A Rantoul Street work, both slated for completion next year. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.